Welcome to the Carolina Theater. How are you? All right. The original music showcase. It's like a dream come true. A lot of folks out tonight. I'm Buddy Michaels from WPCM Country 101.1 Radio. And thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I do a bluegrass show and have done one for years and years and years and years. Sunday mornings, 8:45 till noon. If you haven't heard it, please give it a listen. And if you have heard it, then thank you and keep listening. All right. Want to thank a few people, and then we're going to turn it over to the entertainment tonight. This is a beautiful theater, isn't it? Hugh Moore, who put all this together, was we were talking backstage earlier, and he said we're going to work on making Durham, North Carolina, the capital of bluegrass music. What do you think? It's a good idea? Well, come November, if there's some kind of ballot where you go to vote and it says something like that, vote yes, all right? Sounds good. All right. I want to thank Banjo in the Hollow. If you need to know something about bluegrass, they've got a table outside in the lobby, and you can get on their mailing list, okay? Good folks there. Another Time Restaurant. The Omni Hotel, Budweiser. There's always people thanking Budweiser. Have you ever noticed that? Myself, anyway. And, of course, Sugar Hill Records, right here in Durham, North Carolina. Great folks, aren't they? And on that note, I'm going to get off the stage and welcome our first act, all right? Are you ready? I know you're ready. Welcome to the stage, Peter Rowan and Jerry Douglas. Give them a big hand.
Flex. Yonder. Children,
must just blow. When the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone, when the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone. Hey. Far across the Mississippi, out on the open plains, in an Oklahoma cow town where the sky begins to rain. In a dusty, rundown honky tonk sits a drifting tumbleweed. Thumbing through a magazine that he can't even read. Homestead Act and the Dust Bowl, everybody paid the cost. The great white father promised to treat his children all the same when Indian Territory was Oklahoma's name. Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he just roams from town to town. It ain't easy for a half-breed kid to try and settle down. Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he can't find no place to rest, 'cause the desert wind blows tumbleweed, the spirit of the west. His boot heels tapping time to an old flat top box guitar. He's a local guitar hero. He sings straight from the heart. And his tip jar is just a jungle of worn out dollar bills. He makes his bread and groceries in the local bar and grill. When he starts picking that old guitar, well, the people turn and stare. When he starts singing them songs he wrote, there's magic in the air. He can heal your wounded heart, he can set your spirit free, he can raise your hopes to be the very best that you can be. Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he just roams from town to town. It ain't easy for a half-breed kid to try and settle down. Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he can't find no place to rest, 'cause the desert wind blows tumbleweed, the spirit of the West. So when you cross the Mississippi and you hit the open plains, you pass through Indian Territory where the sky begins to rain. And you're feeling kind of rootless, you can't find no place to nest. Just remember tumbleweed, the spirit of the West. The desert wind blows tumbleweed, spirit of the West. The desert wind calls tumbleweed, the spirit of the West.
Thank you. Here's a song I never wanted to write. Never hardly could play it either.
Shotgun to a deputy. Don't shoot me down. Don't shoot me down. Got a wife and kids on Ruby Ridge. Please don't shoot me down. They killed my good dog. They killed my boy. My only son. Pride and joy. Shot my wife dead on the floor, holding our baby in the cabin door. Don't shoot me down, don't shoot me down. Got a wife and kids on Ruby Ridge. Please don't shoot me down, don't shoot me down, don't shoot me down. Got a wife and kids on Ruby Ridge. Please don't shoot me down. Sell no shotgun to no deputy. Don't shoot me down. Don't shoot me down. Got a wife and kids on Ruby Ridge. Please don't shoot me down. Don't shoot me down. Don't shoot me down. Got a wife and kids on Ruby Ridge. Please don't shoot me down.
Thank you. No more time. Jerry and I have just, this is Jerry, by the way, I'm Peter.
Who are you?
That just sort of depends on the circumstances.
Just thought I'd ask.
Well, when you're writing songs, you kind of go around different places and be open to different things. And I was up in New England last Christmas time a year ago and stopped by an old place up there in Sudbury, Mass. Called Wayside Tavern, just through the fields and the woods over to Thoreau's Cabin on Walden Pond, and spent the night in the Wayside Tavern and wrote this song.
Winter wind was a whining low, snow-covered ground, midnight sky as black as ink, snowflakes like stars falling down. Wayside window tavern light to me, tearing by the hearthside bright, seek good. join the din, so carefree and so loud. Lights glow where whiskey flows, and amber down my glass. It burns my lips like your passionate kiss, and I can't let you pass. The fiddles play love's melody, calls me to the dance, and your eyes like distant fire embrace me in your trance. I stepped in to join the din, so carefree and so loud. Just to mingle with the crowd. The morning sun, new fallen snow, you're warm within my arms, watching our breath in the frosty air, and no strangers to love's charms. Anytime you want me, I'll find a way. So loud, just to lose old Mr. Blues and mingle with the crowd.
Let's do the lullaby. Jerry and I have just finished an album called Yonder. And that's one of the tunes from the album. It's kind of our journey through the roots of the old Southern style music, and well, when America was mostly Southern. And we've stolen liberally from all kinds of great people, and then some. And this is when the early Hawaiian musicians came over with the slide guitar, started hanging out with Jimmy Rogers and Clayton Mitch, and there was a guy named Roy Smek put this tune out. This is called the Lullaby of the Leaves. Thank you.
lullaby of the leaves. Cradle me where southern skies can watch me with a million eyes. Oh, sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaves. I'm drifting along, along with the breeze, singing a song through the trees. That fine melody caressing the shore, familiar to me, I've heard it before. Ooh, that Southland, don't I feel it in my soul? And don't I know I've reached my goal? Oh, sing me to sleep, lullaby.
Now, these songs are new, so give us a little break, all right?
Did you say Canada?
Huh?
Did you say Canada? Oh. Yeah. Or
Canada. Yeah. Here's one that's not so new. Panama Red, Panama Red, he'll steal your woman and he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. White horse Mescalito, he come breezing through town. Bet your woman's up in bed with old Panama Red. The judge don't know when Red's in town. He keeps well hidden underground. Everybody's acting lazy, falling out and hanging round. My woman said, hey Pedro, you acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working. Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red, he'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse Mescalito, he come breezing through town. Bet your woman's up in bed with old Panama Red. Get it, Flux? All the girls love to listen to him sing and tell sweet lies. But when things get too confusing, darling, we're better off in bed. Don't you be searching all them joints downtown when you got Panama Red. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Geronimo Red. On his white horse Mescalito, he come breezing through town. Bet your woman's up in bed with old Panama Red. Thank you.
You're thirsty. I just wanted to tell you that there's a $50,000 fine on all major seventh chords tonight.
That's just fine. I like to put one in just that most unexpected place there.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was the perfect spot.
I've been spending too much time in Camp Howdy.
There's an eagle and it keeps on flying over mountains capped with white snow. In green valleys, lonesome people trying so hard to tell each other what they think they know. With greedy hands, we take each other's money just to buy back each other's pain. In this land of flowing milk and honey, we wander thirsty in the rain. Like that eagle, now my soul is flying over mountains through the crimson morning skies. And there don't seem to be no use in struggling so hard. There don't seem to be no reason why I should fight you for the rich man's money. I can't buy back his helpless pain. He seems so useless and somehow funny to be thirsty in the rain.
Yeah.
night while out for a ramble. The hour was just about 9. I met a young maiden in Frisco on the corner of Kearney and Pine. Her face was a beauty of nature. Her eyes that seemed to expand, in her hair so rich and so brilliant, entwined a blue velvet band. We strolled down the street together. Girl in the blue velvet band, she planted the evidence on me, a diamond that was worth 10 grand. I heard the scream of the siren. In my pocket she placed her small hand. Sent me to San Quentin for stealing. God knows I'm an innocent man. The guilty one, now she lies dying. The girl in the blue velvet band. Last night when bedtime was ringing, standing close to the bars, I fancy I heard a voice calling far out on the ocean of stars. When I get out, I'll endeavor to live in some distant land. I bid farewell to old Frisco and the girl in the blue velvet band. Thank you.
Sal, I got a meat skin, don't you know? Sal, I got a meat skin, don't you know? Old Aunt Liza told me so. Sail away, lady, sail away. 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 Don't you rock them down, you know?
Three more times. Well, that was called Sally's Got a Meat Skin. Back to you, Pete.
Thank you, Flux. Thank you so much for sharing. Folks.
We've been doing a lot of radio shows here lately. I'm just practicing.
When I was a bluegrass boy working with Bill Monroe, we used to play the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night, and then head up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, and I drove the bus we called the Bluegrass Breakdown. It was on one of those rare mornings that happened eventually most of the time. The Bluegrass Breakdown had lived up to its name, and we were parked beside the road watching the sunrise over the mountains of eastern Kentucky, and the father of bluegrass music and I stood there listening to what he calls the ancient tones. After a while, he said, Pete. I said, uh-huh. He said, don't ever forget it.
Forget what?
Well, I wrote some words to it. It's a tune we wrote together called The Walls of Time. Thank you. Thank you, yeah. I'd like to play you another song from Yonder. Yonder. Ah, yeah. Howdy Yonder. Yeah. This one is feeling all right. This is a tune that Alan Lomax recorded on a beautiful collection that's available now on CD. It's called Songs of the South. I think it's on Atlantic Records. He came down here and he recorded everybody. Of course, Ralph Rinzer came down and recorded Doc Watson and was managing Bill Monroe at the same time, and that's when I started driving the bus and listening. I listened harder and harder. I'll never forget the first time I heard this song. This is a tune by a woman up in the mountains called, her name was Almeda Riddle. This is called Chickalalio. Thank you.
thank your mayor for coming out tonight. Sylvia Kirkhoff is here. It's a really nice place you've got here, too. You pay for this all by yourself, Barry? Well, I'm gonna play a tune here, and then Pete will come back out. We'll do one more, and let the NBB guys. You know, those guys won a Grammy the other night. Did you hear about that? So, thank you. Pete will be right back.
You know,
thank you.
You might wonder why Jerry's feeling spry as he is tonight, and I can take a little bit of credit for that myself, because I just hosted Jerry. He was the guest aspirant at our spiritual retreat center down in South Texas called Camp Howdy, and Jerry did real good on his survival test. We were sitting around in the campfire, kind of surprising ourselves. We were researching something we call oleotherapy, which has to do with olfactory sensory perceptions.
I thought it had something to do with butter.
Right, Flux. Yeah. And then we... Well, Jerry, he's a good... seeker of spiritual support, because about the time that he started guessing that oleotherapy had to do with butter, there was a rumbling, a merciful rumbling in the underbrush, and out from in between the ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre. With dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, leopard skin vest, and lizard skin boots. Bearskin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire. Sucked up all the flames, spit out a live coal, and blew out a smoke ring and looked at us and said, "Oh, what are you boys? Hippies?" "Howdy," we said. "We're vegetarians." "Oh, veggie what?" "Say, you boys, you need to climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'll teach you about the true spiritual sport. We'll fly with the Free Mexican Air Force." Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed right out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. We pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flaps, slipped in a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. And we were ready for the spiritual sport. So then Flux and me, we walked out across the bean field with this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan to an old B-25 bomber that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. It looked so pretty. We climbed aboard. He motioned Flux into the co-pilot seat. And I felt proud. And then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the piñon pines. And they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels and we started rolling down across the bean field. Well, as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed there was a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo," I called him Bo, "this thing fly?" "Oh, what are you, boy? Superstitious?" Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field. Plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. And I turned to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. Told Beauregard, and he just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end. He popped the little end in my mouth and blew on the fuse. Spiritual sport began to take on a new dimension. I turned to mention this dimension to old Beauregard, and he just smiled and handed me a bottle filled with the golden elixir. And as I looked in the bottom of the bottle of the golden elixir, I spied me a little green worm. And the worm was smiling at me. And the worm said, "Kiss me, you fool." Did kiss the worm. Then Beauregard looked over at me with a strange kind of glance, full of confidence and love. And he said unto me, I grabbed hold of the little wheel and I pulled back and a miracle occurred. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards, airborne,
flying upside down over the border just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico, and that's when this song came to my mind.
Best laid plans.
Unplugged. Try again here. This is the Bill Monroe hat move.
That's pretty slick right there. Yeah.
Those are my words exactly. In the Morelos Mountains, campesinos are planting their fields. Where the ghost of Zapata rides a horse that can still outrun the wheel. High in the sky above and clear out of sight. Where the Mexican Air Force, and we're flying tonight. In a little town of Raleigh, a cowboy is cooling his heels, remembering that God gave us herbs and the fruits of the field. But a criminal law that makes outlaws of those seeking life. Make the free Mexican Air Force, Mescalito riding his white horse. The free Mexican Air Force is flying tonight, flying so high. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Now me and Jerry, we went out on the old campaign trail. Because we wondered, well, what's a newt and what about the bush who went to Yale? And then we met a whitewater willy who never inhaled. Now the free Mexican Air Force is in the White House tonight.
Peter Rowan and Jerry Douglas.
I just want to say what a gas it is to be here playing with Jerry, to be with y'all, and be here with the Nashville Bluegrass Band. Thank you for having us.
This is great to be playing in North Carolina, period. I'll say that.
A lot of folks have been asking, and I would like to confirm the rumor that Old In The Way has a new record out. Every 20 years or so, we don't want to rush it, you know. It's... You'll see it outside there. It has a picture of some very young-looking, skinny people on the front. Yeah.
Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo. Oh, the wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo. Land of the Navajo. Well, 100 miles from nowhere out on the desert sand, a one-eyed Jack the trader held some turquoise in his hand. And by his side sat a running elk, his longtime Indian friend. He vowed that he would stay by Jack until the bitter end. Jack had gambled everything he owned to leave his wandering life. He might have had a happy home or a tender loving wife. But his hunger was for trading trapper's furs for turquoise stone. Anything that the Indians had, Jack wanted for his own. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo. In the land of the Navajo, in the land of the Navajo. Said Jack to running elk, I'll gamble all my precious stones before I leave my body here among these bleaching bones. For now my time is drawing near and I'm filled with dark regret. My spirit longs to journey as the sun begins to set. Well, we've raped and killed, we stole your land, we ruled with guns and knives, fed a whiskey to your warriors while we stole away your wives. Said a running elk, what's done is done, you white man rule this land. Lay your cards face up and play your last broken-hearted hand. Buffalo. Oh, the wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo. In the land of the Navajo. Joker's wide, the ace is high. Jack by the Mississippi River, running elk raised him the sky. Jack saw him with the sun and moon and upped him with the stars. Running elk by the Rocky Mountains, Jupiter and Mars. And the sun was sinking in the west when Jack drew the ace of spades. Running elk just rolled his eyes, he smiled and passed away. Jack picked up his turquoise stones and cast them to the sky. He stared into the
the setting sun, and it made a mournful cry. The wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo.
Next time.
Peter Rowan and Jerry Douglas. Ooh. What a performance. I think maybe we can get them back.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you very much.
And the winner is...
We'll be back later. Yeah. We'll be back later. Nashville Bluegrass Band's coming up. You're going to enjoy it. Thanks. Thanks very much.
Thank you. All right. We're going to take about a short intermission, all right? And then the Nashville Bluegrass Band will be out. And check out everything in the lobby, all sorts of neat stuff. And we'll be back in about 30 minutes, all right?